Alarm systems. Do you have a smoke alarm to warn you of a fire? Do you use timers or alarm clocks to keep you aware of the time? A car's horn is meant to alert someone that you are coming. There are dummy lights in your car to let you know that you may have an issue requiring maintenance or that your fuel level is low. There's a light to remind you that your bright lights are on. Some vehicles beep when backing up. My freezer warns me if the door didn't close tight or there was a power outage, and the microwave alerts me that my food is ready. The dryer beeps when the clothes are finished. A train's whistle tells you to get off the tracks. My cat crouching under the kitchen cupboards tells me there is a mouse in the house. My dog's bark may warn of an upcoming mess if I don't let him out. Warnings and signs of danger are all around us, flashing lights and beeping alarms. But what warnings do we have against our greatest danger? For we are not struggling against human beings, but against the rulers, authorities, and cosmic powers governing this darkness, against spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Ephesians 6:12. Unfortunately, we can't purchase an evil spirit detector. When my kids were young, they had a toy from an animated movie called a Room Guard. I don't remember if it was an ant or a grasshopper, but he watched the room for movement. When detected, he would shout, "Intruder alert! Intruder alert! You're not allowed to be here!" Wouldn't that be a wonderful tool if it worked for the evil surrounding us? Instead, Father tells us how to dress to protect ourselves. I'm sure you've heard the dress code before. The belt of truth, righteousness for your breastplate, the shield of truth, the helmet of deliverance, the word of God for your sword, and keep your feet ready for sharing the good news. Some people are gifted with the ability to discern spirits, but the rest of us just need to make sure to dress for success. Don't be caught off guard today.